from the text line, the 785, my bro needs Freddie Freeman to hit one more home run to win his bet.
What's
the
bet?
The bet is for Freeman to hit 5 home runs in the World Series. $3 bet would pay $19,000.
Holy cow.
Where'd you find that bet?
I like that. Wow.
That's insane.
Do you think you're hoping for a game 7 at this point, if you're that guy, just to give you the opportunity, right?
Yeah.
Is there a cash out?
Yeah, what's the cash out for that?
Please, if there is, you should.
I'd love to know.
It's probably not as high because it's those like individual, like it's like anytime touchdown $80
cash out or something.
Yeah, it's like that guy that bet the tight end anytime touchdown during tight end week that bet $10 and went $185K. Like if it came down to what was George Kittle the Sunday night game, like if you waited all the way there, I mean his payout might have. I can't speculate, but it wouldn't have been anywhere near what you thought it would be.
No, it never is.
Maybe like, we'll give you $1,000. You're like, whoa, let this ride. And then as soon as Kittle scores, you,
I think my payout right now for Andy Reid, coach of the year, I think when I put $25 on that for him to win, it was $25.
Yeah, there's like, here you go.
Yeah. Like, damn. That's $25, right. That's it?
That's right.
Well, actually, I think the coach of the Carolina Panthers didn't lose all game, so he should be coach of the year.
Yeah. Struggling. All-time athlete bracket came out by FanDuel.
Mm-hmm.
It said, who wins the all-time bracket? I don't want to go through all the names.
One seed is Jordan.
One seed is Jordan. 16 seed is Babe Ruth, which is laughable because Babe Ruth is not an athlete.
Jordan crushes Babe.
Yeah, well, yeah, which means then Jordan would get his next matchup, which is the 8-9 seed, which is LeBron and Leo Messi.
So you know they picked this on purpose, right? Yeah. Who wins between Messi and LeBron?
Why is LeBron an 8 seed?
LeBron's also the definition of an athlete. He's 6'9", 250.
Yeah.
Like, that to me, when I hear the word athlete, and I know that
But so is Messi.
Messi is an athlete, but LeBron is more superior of an athlete. He's bigger, faster, stronger.
Oh, yeah, from a physical standpoint.
He might not be faster. Yeah. That's a lie. Yeah. He's bigger, stronger, and just more of an athletic specimen.
Well, that's what his game lends itself to than soccer. You got to be faster, and obviously. And, you don't really need a lot of upper body strength.
Right, and then you ask yourself who's the better athlete from a building standpoint, like from an athletic build, Jordan or LeBron. It's LeBron.
It's LeBron.
But Jordan
will kick his ass.
Of course.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, Jordan will rip your throat out and watch you die.
He should be number one, and I don't even care who number two is on this
list. And then
list,
you
go
down lower, and they put a matchup together. Bo Jackson, number three.
Way too high on the list.
But he's an athletic specimen, right?
I guess if that's what you're looking at.
And that's what I kind of see as an athlete. I don't see an athlete as Tom Brady wasn't athletically built, but he's the greatest to ever play that position.
Yeah, he's not even on the list because you're right. Yeah,
right.
You're talking about athletes themselves, like actual physical specimens.
Bo
is. Yeah.
Bo's the third seed, and he goes up against Patrick Mahomes.
Bo, from an athlete like that type of standpoint, crushes Mahomes.
Right.
Mahomes has the dad bod. Bo Jackson does not.
Which is weird because Patrick Mahomes does have that athletic capability. Like, you look at Patrick Mahomes, like, how does he get away? Because he knows how to run.
Because he's smart.
Yeah. He's athletically sound. He might not just be chiseled like Bo.
Right. But
he's athletically sound.
No question. And he's very smart. And that's why I say all the time, nobody's been a better running quarterback in the history of the NFL than Patrick Mahomes. Everybody goes, well, hang on a second. What about this? No. You're missing the point. There's nobody smarter ever at running the football than Patrick Mahomes has been, and he owes all of that to Alex Smith, too. He learned all of that from Alex Smith, how to properly get out of bounds, how to get 7 when you need 6. Like, nobody runs the ball more efficiently and better, in my opinion, than Patrick Mahomes at the quarterback position.
No doubt.
Genius at it.
It's just...
And every one of his runs is just, to the opposition.
It is. It's, you know, you look at the run that he had against the Niners, longest of his career, faked him out.
Oh, so good.
Caused a debate on the internet. Max Friends.
Who else does that?
I mean, Kyler does it. Like, he runs similar. I mean, it is weird to say this out loud, but like, Kyler Murray and Mahomes kind of have similarities when the way they run. Like, Kyler always, they laugh at because he's so small.
Yeah.
But like, he always like kind of finds a way to create his own space, which that's what I mean by like Mahomes. Like, Mahomes will see the play develop. Kyler's probably more run first than throw at times. Mm-hmm. He's been good this year. But like, Mahomes will like read the defense, and once everything's covered and he has that space, he then like runs in a way that, like, almost, remember, like, when Jamal Charles would run? Like, Jamal Charles never really got popped because he was able to, like, kind of nimbly run down the sideline and, like, make people miss. Mahomes does the same thing.
Does the same thing. And also has great vision. Like, if you're Patrick Mahomes, you're always looking ahead. It's like I tell my kids when I'm teaching them to drive. Look at the three cars ahead of you. They start to hit their brakes. You better get ready to hit. You're like, you're seeing way in front of you. Mm-hmm. And that's what Mahomes does. He can see in front of him. He knows what's going to happen. Like, he knows where you're going to be. You don't know it, but he knows where you're going to be. He's so smart.
It's weird, man. I mean, I think that this just shows, like, with this bracket, like, what is the definition of athlete?
Because Simone Biles comes in at number six
against
on
Deion.
This list, against Deion.
Deion's one of the best athletes we ever saw.
Yeah.
Like, same with Simone, yeah.
Yeah, and
same with Simone, yeah.
So, like, exactly. That's the matchup I look at.
That's
is, like,
matchup.
Those are athletes. Like, those are, like, you can't do that because they have something you don't that was given to them by God.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you just don't have that.
You're behind, like, the eight ball.
Right. Like, you look at, you know, Tyreek Hill is an athlete.
Athlete.
The guy is freakishly fast and jacked.
Yep.
DK Metcalf, athlete, right? Like,
right.
I look at Deebo Samuel, athlete. Whereas, like, Travis Kelce, athlete, but, like, DK Metcalf is, like, more sound of an athlete. He's faster, he's stronger,
sure.
And I'm not putting down anybody. That's just, I think when you look at athlete, you're like, is it, oh, this guy was really good at winning and good at his sport and the best in the sport? Like, Tom Brady's not even on this list, like you'd mentioned.
Yeah, he should be on the list if you're thinking about the greatest athletes of all, but he's not because he's Tom Brady.
And,
number two is Muhammad Ali. He's the number two seed. He's
great athlete.
Tiger Woods, you
is
know.
Is that too high?
For Tiger?
For Muhammad Ali?
For Tiger.
For Muhammad, no.
Muhammad Ali is one of the best athletic people. I mean, boxing in general, endurance, cardio, strength. Like,
I'd have LeBron,
precision.
Michael Phelps, Bo Jackson.
How's
I'd
Mike
have those
Tyson two. Not on this list?
He couldn't win the big one. He could beat everybody, but Evander Holyfield and...
Fair point. But he's still... I mean, back in his glory days...
Oh, I wouldn't fight him. Would you rather take a punch to the face from Mike Tyson or a kick to the nuts from Janikowski?
Face.
Either one, you're done. Like, you're not eating solid food for a year, and then the other one, you're just no longer having fun Tuesdays.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question.
Face. Dude. Face.
Just knock you the hell out? Keep the berries?
Yes, absolutely.
Usain Bolt, Roger Federer is a matchup.
Hell of a matchup, right?
Right? Yeah. Michael Phelps, Serena Williams. Hell of a matchup.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jordan, Babe Ruth. How the hell is Babe Ruth on the daily?
Because
he was hammered and fat and hit bombs?
I mean,
off milkmen?
Honestly, like, Mike Tyson should be on the list before Babe Ruth.
Yes.
Yes.
Tom Brady should be on the list before
Babe
Ruth.
How is Shohei Ohtani not on the list?
Ohtani should be on the list before Babe Ruth.
Mike Trout. Always hurt.
He's hurt, though.
But an athlete.
Yeah.
How's Bobby Witt Jr. not on the list?
Yeah,
I'm kidding.
The Babe Ruth one is a bizarre one, yeah.
At that high.
Especially with the list, you have swimmers, you have tennis players, you have boxers, like Babe Ruth.
Yeah. I mean, like.
Is he the only baseball player on the list?
He's the only pure baseball player.
Yeah, he is. That's why.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah.
All right, we need a baseball player, and those guys just drink beer and smoke cigarettes, so. Babe Ruth!
In their prime, Terrell Owens'
body
size.
Ooh, him doing those sit-ups.
Terrell Owens or DK body-wise?
DK.
Terrell.
That's
CTO
tough.
Go up to DK this year?
Mm.
He's 2 inches taller than him. He still looks bigger than him. T.O. in his prime.
Remember when they had, I forget who it was, on the, who was it Dallas Cowboys Hard Knocks and T.O. is doing push-ups in the driveway?
No, it was with Andy.
It was the
in
Eagles?
Philadelphia. Okay. Yeah, he's doing those sit-ups.
It was the Eagles one. He's a beast. T.O.
played in the Super Bowl on one leg and had a hell of a performance.
I'm going with DK, though, man. Today, athletes are better than yesterday's. They just are, you know.
Strong. That's why there's more injuries, in my opinion.
I don't disagree with that, either.
I think the injuries happen because it's like the body's not meant to be that big, that explosive.
No,
and that,
it's not.
And it's just like, sorry, this is what you got. This is the hamstring.
Yeah. Boom.
T.O. was that big. You know what I'm saying? Like, T.O. was DK's. He was bigger than DK.
I mean, T.O. could definitely play today. There's no question. Who is the best athlete as a baseball player?
Bo Jackson.
No, currently.
Oh. Ohtani?
Shohei, yeah.
Does he look like an athlete to
you,
though?
Yes, he's huge.
He's
I've seen him in person.
Tall wise,
but
he's,
like
he's broad.
Is he okay?
Oh yeah, he's.
I was thinking that last night. I was like
when you see him in person, like I only got to see him because he did a press conference when that rain that game got snowed out or whatever, and I was like, he is much bigger than I thought he was.
Okay, all right,
yeah,
that's fair.
He's a solid.
He just looks
human.
Very tall and thin to me. So
yeah, I mean, we can look up his.
No, it's fine. I'll take your word for it.
I don't know what they are. I mean, I would assume he's. I was what 6'5", 215.
I was gonna say heavier, to be honest. I think he looks pretty big.
I mean, he's thick.
Yeah, he looks pretty thick to me. Yeah.
He is 30 years old. Didn't know that.
Didn't know that either.
No.
I think the best athlete in baseball right now.
6'4", 210.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. Good guess. Yeah.
Thank you.
That guy who manages the Brewers, Pat something or other, that guy will fight anybody. Pat Murphy is his name. That guy's an athlete. That guy will beat up people at a bar.
Was Shaq an athlete? Like in the Orlando Magic days, like when he was slimmer? Like that guy was a force, right?
God, yeah.
Whew. Maurice Green was an athlete.
Maurice Green's a great athlete.
I don't even think he's on the list. Either way.
No, but who is the, who would, I mean, the best athlete in baseball? I guess Ohtani by
Judge?
Default.
Judge is a specimen. He's just not doing it right now, but he's like 6'9, 255, 260.
He gets hurt a lot.
Bias,
though,
but Bobby Witt.
I mean, he is.
Bobby's
still growing.
Yeah, he's 100%.
Yeah,
he's not where he's going to be.
And
no
his
doubt.
Arms and legs are bigger than you think.
Like he still looks close. Like a young deer that just kind of came out and still running around.
But you
free,
can see
right?
it. You're like, that thing's going to be faster, stronger, and better.
You know who looks like a good athlete? Like Kyle Isbell. Like, he's like, you know, like he'd crush your face in a bar, too.